It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The healthcare industry has begun trying to address a problem that politicians have not resolved. It's the rising cost of healthcare. President Obama's healthcare law is projected to restrain healthcare costs, but would also add new burdens on the government. The savings the law did find were attacked by Republicans, even as Republicans proposed their own cost-cutting, which Democrats have attacked in turn. All along, venture capitalists in Silicon Valley are quietly finding ways to save money. They are adapting to an increasingly cost-conscious healthcare industry. Sarah Varney reports from KQED.
Oh, the aughts, and for that matter, the 90s, those decades when money flowed steadily to entrepreneurs who dreamt up whiz-bang medical devices and shiny robotic surgeons. Cost be damned. Hospitals souped up their surgical suites. They spent millions of dollars and passed those costs on to insurance companies and patients. Then the people with the checkbooks said, no more. We're not paying for all these fancy technologies that aren't any better than the ones they replace. And that, say venture capitalists, has pretty much ended the buying spree.
Hospitals are looking for companies to help them save money.
Bob Kocher is a partner at the venture capital firm Venrock. I met Bob and another partner, Brian Roberts, at their office in Palo Alto to talk about how the cost pressures on hospitals have changed the kinds of companies they invest in.
If you come to them and say, hey, we've got this thing that's really cool and it's going to cost you a bunch of money, it's a total non-starter. But there are so many opportunities to essentially put a replacement cost in there.
Give me an example.
Billing.
Yeah, there's a half a person per hospital bed on average that sit in a hospital doing coding and collections and trying to get paid.
To Bob and Brian, the answer is simple. Find a cheaper way to help hospitals collect on their bills.
So bring software and technology into healthcare billing, right? So rather than having people doing coding manually, have a software system that learns as it codes to get better and better. And all of a sudden, we can make great margins and make a terrific business because our costs are so much lower because we've actually used technology rather than just people to attack the problem.
This is not the sexy stuff of Silicon Valley lore, home to some of the world's most venerated venture capitalists and a lot of Porsches. The investors here get that hospitals don't want space-age solutions for tomorrow as much as they want cheap, pragmatic products that solve basic problems, like managing data, making workers more productive, and, say, controlling urinary infections. The future is indeed in plastics, plastic catheters.
So we have dual cap here. It comes in a sterile package that you open up, just like I did. You take it out, and you've got two caps, a light blue cap and a dark blue cap. It's directly impacting the hospital's bottom line.
Entrepreneur Vicky Farrer started a company called Catheter Connections. She's based in Salt Lake City, Utah, and she was kind enough to mail me a few catheters. They look like a spark plug and smell like rubbing alcohol. Vicky is practically evangelical about building a better catheter, one that kills the microbes that cause infection, and it's not hard to understand why. The infections are totally preventable, and Medicare won't pay for them.
So they do not want to have this out-of-pocket cost. It's about $50,000 per infection rate.
Meaning the hospital loses $50,000 for every catheter-related bloodstream infection. The dual cap costs less than a dollar. Dual cap investor Anne DeGeest says that's a good business to bet on. Under the federal health law, hospitals will get paid less if they have high infection rates, so they're on the hunt for solutions. I met Anne at her sprawling home in the Los Altos Hills in Silicon Valley. She seems to have made some good bets.
A lot of these companies I've helped, they've got started here, like VisiQ.
On this table right here.
They got the table outside there in the garden. It really allows the right brain to kick in, and people start thinking outside the box.
These hills are covered by the estates of wealthy venture capitalists who have made a lot of money off the medical arms race, surgical robots, hip replacements, and the like. Anne says those days are pretty much over. With the federal health law, the new opportunities lie in electronic tags that track medical supplies, software that evaluates a doctor's performance, and one of the biggest opportunities for investors, companies that help patients who leave the hospital from returning anytime soon.
So I think that's an area there where hospitals are begging for help.
That's because this year, Medicare will begin slashing payments for patients who return to the hospital unnecessarily within 30 days. So hospitals are trying to figure out how to get patients to stay healthy. They're even using the television in patients' rooms to walk through a doctor's orders, from bed rest to getting their prescriptions filled.
They educate you on the TV so that you cannot see your shows until you have gone for the education and they test you.
It's a bit like not getting dessert until you've had your vegetables. Maybe this all sounds incredibly simplistic, but venture capitalists say one of the trickiest things about this new world of investing is their returns, in many cases, hinge on humans changing their behavior. And that's a lot harder than building a robot. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
This story is part of a reporting partnership that includes KQED, NPR News, and Kaiser Health News.